Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
The Sixers now have the best big three in the NBA. It's really not close. With the three guys they have now, all of whom were all-stars last year, you got a lead guard in Maxey, got an elite two-way wing in Embiid, or in Paul George, you've got maybe the most dominant big in the league in Joel Embiid. They fit together perfectly. They complement each other in every way on the court. They're versatile. Paul George, an elite shooter. You have two elite shooters now, given spacing around Embiid. They can go out and get any kind of role players that can fit alongside them. They're versatile in a lot of ways. They have the highest ceiling now of any team in the league but the Boston Celtics. And they can go toe-to-toe with the Celtics depending on how healthy these guys are, which is obviously the biggest question. Paul George missed a bunch of time. You mentioned Allen. Joel has missed a lot of time. But if they're healthy in the spring, Travis is going to be a huge if.
Yes.
They are as good as any team in the league, and this isn't like the Phoenix Suns putting this big three together last year that was flawed from the start. This is a group that fits together perfectly, and the Sixers were a team that a year ago didn't really have a chance to win a title. Now they can go into the season saying, we have a legitimate shot to win a title with Paul George.
Oh, God, we got to go on about the Sixers for the whole damn season. KJ and Lyons on WEEI, in for Crescent Fourier. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. That's Tim Bontemps talking about the new big three that's so exciting for the Eastern Conference, and they've got the biggest ceiling. And I would say, okay, didn't they have a big three with Maxey, James Harden?
No.
And Joel Embiid?
No. Because Harden's a fraud in the playoffs.
Okay, so one of these things may not like be like the other. I think Paul George enjoys
Harden. Game 7 against Boston, Harden had 9 points.
Well, see that's the thing.
He does that a lot.
But you know, remember how dominant he was in that first game where they won, and then when it seemed like he had to give up to Embiid, he was hesitant about it. I'm almost wondering, when did the questions come out with, how are all these guys not working around, watch this, Embiid?
Yeah, look, I think Embiid's the center of what they do there, so there's going to be an adjustment. But George just spent, 4 years or whatever it was working around Kawhi Leonard. Before that, he worked around Russell Westbrook. So I think there's a better opportunity for a fit there. Whereas James Harden, He was the guy in Houston for a decade.
Right.
Then he goes to Brooklyn, has to work around Durant and Kyrie. Remember, that didn't go well. And part of that was Kyrie's fault, too, and all the other stuff. But Harden wanted out of there. Then he didn't work well around Embiid. So I have a lot more faith Paul George will work well around Embiid just because he's got, you know, several years' experience doing it with two different stars already.
You know, I think Philly's suffering from, and I'm going to say this, and it might not shock anybody, they're still suffering from Jimmy Butler withdrawal. If they still had Jimmy Butler, we may be having a different conversation of where the Celtics are right now, because Jimmy Butler isn't needy to be effective. Paul George is needy to be effective. Joel Embiid is needy to be effective. Tyrese Maxey is learning to how to balance that game, but he's almost had to step up when Embiid has either been in foul trouble or has been hurt. And you'd almost say that, when is the last time you can think of a season where Embiid was healthy for two back-to-back seasons?
Yeah, I think if they had Jimmy Butler all along, they probably would have a championship.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or at least would have made the finals.
You probably don't even have to deal with Tobias Harris, because that was an albatross around your neck. And now what the Celtics are doing is probably what Philadelphia could be in the middle of being.
Yeah.
But because of Jimmy Butler going, and he was the one guy that Joel Embiid would defer to when it came to matters of leadership. Nobody else has. I mean, think about it. Ben Simmons is still a guy in the league.
Yeah.
Right. And all the things that have happened since then, you've had Ben Simmons through there. You've had James Harden through there. You had Tobias Harris through there. And all the while,
Markelle Fultz, number one overall.
Right. And again, when you think back to those two drafts, I'm the Lakers. I cry in my beer every night that you could have taken Tatum and Brown. They could have had Tatum and Brown in back to back years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how this is why you think that the Almighty has to be a Celtics fan. It has to be, because the Lakers had the opportunity, couldn't do it. Philly's not been able to grow off of Embiid, even though he won an MVP. Did they get any closer to a championship?
Is Philly trying to make this like 1983 when they got Moses Malone and they won a title? That was the only title they won in the 80s, right? Like, that's the last one they've won, but they loaded up for that one year. Because the thing about Paul George is, I think he makes them the biggest threat to the Celtics this year and maybe next year. But then after that, like, he starts to get older, Embiid starts to get older, like, Maxey will still be a star. But this is not a huge window for Philly. Like, I view Philly right now as the biggest threat to the Celtics, but only for this year and maybe next year. Like, if you're asking me 4 years from now, I might say Orlando, I might say the Knicks, I might say Indiana. But right now, I could see Philly being the biggest threat. But again, it's a small, small window. I think that's part of the reason they went out and got Nick Nurse, right? They moved on from Doc Rivers. Nick Nurse won a championship in Toronto. And I think what might be helpful here is the championship Nick Nurse won in Toronto was right after they remade their team. They trade DeMar DeRozan away. They bring Kawhi Leonard in. It's a much different make. And again, a lot of the guys are the same, but the makeup was different. The lead star was different. And he was able to get them going on the same page. And they win a championship, helped by that 4-bounce 3 that went in to beat Philly, ironically, in the second round.
Yeah, I think Philly's cooked, especially after their first round draft pick, Jared McCain, hit it, Zach.
Zach.
Days into college, and I am 3 lectures behind. There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He said he wants to be mine.
Oh, but it doesn't really sit with me quite right, because he doesn't really like the things I like. And I keep accidentally knocking myself out of my dorm in the middle of the night.
Look, this
like,
guy
I didn't
is
think
already
that was real. When you first played that, I was like, is this a real thing? Is this like you just trying to like make fun of the Sixers, or is this like a real thing?
And then that's,
I'm like, oh,
a
no, that's
real
a real thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
And they're consistent. And here's the... I can just hear the... I want to talk to my guy, Sean Bell, mid-season in Philadelphia and bring him on. And I'm like, so how are things working out with TikTok Boy, and how is Joel Embiid feeling about that when the team might be kind of struggling and maybe getting out to a 500 record early on and might be sitting in the sixth spot and need to make a run? I just want to hear how well the TikTok goes over. Meanwhile, the Celtics, what do? They pretty much go get Danny Ainge part two, who can rebound. And so that's what's so fascinating right now are choices that other teams are making. The Celtics are making the simple choice that seems like, wow. Because you're thinking, how can a team that seems like they have everything get anything else? When you go and get Schreiber from Creighton, you're like, wait a minute. This guy, one, played extensive years in college. Two, is going to be able to push both Peyton and Hauser on that practice squad because he can do what both of them are out there doing. He can rebound. He can hit the outside shot. So the things that we talk about with the Celtics, what we worry about is, man, how do you get like at least 6 or 7 more points from the bench? You've got TikTok guy down in Philly making all these reels and saying, hey, you know how many followers I have? It's like, bro, nobody cares. Look what they're doing. Bronny Jr. The dude's got a 4-year guaranteed deal to be the 55th pick, and dad just ate all the money off the plate and took the max for 2 years. Like, if you're the Celtics, you start writing books now on how to be successful, and everybody else is in their head.
Yeah, and like Milwaukee, they still have Dame, they still have Giannis. Like, they're still good, but there's a piece of Milwaukee that maybe it's because Brooke Lopez is getting older. Age. They don't have Jrue Holiday anymore. There's just a piece of them that is not as concerning to me. And maybe now that's two, the Celtics had won, right? Because in the past few years, Milwaukee had been that team that had already won the championship. They had that championship experience. Now it's like, all right, well, the Celtics beat them in the playoffs a couple years ago. The Celtics just won a title. Celtics rosters, even if you want to say Giannis as an individual player is better than Tatum and Brown, like, Celtics roster is better. I'd probably trust the Celtics coaching more.
They've got rim protection.
Yeah, like that's the so it's like, yeah, I don't want to sleep on Milwaukee.
Right.
But it's like, and I kind of look at Milwaukee very similar to the way I look at Phoenix. Like Kevin Durant and Giannis are these amazing players, and both teams played each other in the finals 3 years ago. But it's just, I don't really view them maybe the way I did a year or two ago when it comes to how concerned I would be them playing the Celtics.
If there's a team I'm more concerned about than Philly being this new big three and having no others, no 12s, they just got rid of Buddy Hield. You felt like, okay, that would be your top bench guy right away, and that's gone. You know,
yeah, that was interesting. I'm surprised that was interesting to me.
Right, because you're like, okay, and that's the problem I say when you have a big three. If you don't have another 12, you know, like if you got 12 nobodies, I don't care what those big three can give you 20 a game every night. And you're like, okay, where are the other 40 points going to come from? Yeah. And you don't have a big three that's going to each give you 30 a night. That's a video game. That's not real life.
Like, is there another shoe to drop, like in relation to like Clevelanders? Because they just re-signed Donovan Mitchell, who I wouldn't have been shocked if he had left this offseason, but they just re-signed Mitchell. They have Jared Allen. They have Mobley, some pieces there, but are they somehow in the market where they pull off some sort of big trade, bring in another legit star, and then they can challenge the Celtics in the East? Because it feels like with Cleveland, there's like,
Do you team him maybe with Bradley Beal and come off of Sexton, send Sexton to Phoenix? Because Phoenix needs a true point guard, right? They were just kind of like, okay, whatever guy dribbles up the ball is the point guard.
Yeah. Maybe it's just his fit there.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed in Beal in Phoenix this year.
Well, he checked out.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was too. Like, I don't want to be too down on him, but like
maybe it's Frank Vogel's cologne, because it seems like all these guys check out on Frank
Vogel.
How about
another thing with the Lakers, right? They win a title with Frank Vogel and just fire him 2 years later on they're like their second coach since then.
I'm just saying, if I'm Darvin Ham right now, I'm thinking they're like, how is JJ Redick going to last for 2 years? I want to see the first disagreement and blow up that JJ Redick and LeBron have on a timeout. How that goes. Does J.J. Redick just sit down like a good coach?
Yeah.
Be a good coach. Sit down. You're going to upset LeBron. Because LeBron has now hijacked the Lakers.
Maybe they'll do a podcast about it.
Well, if anything, you know.
And I do think Dallas.
Do you curse at your coach?
Yeah, right. But it's just interesting because then the Knicks, like we've talked about Philly, and I still think Philly's the biggest threat to the Celtics, but the Knicks, Brunson's a star.
Yeah.
Randall is like a borderline star.
And he's still a movable piece if you want to make a big move.
And they're so solid, 1 through 6, it feels like, especially adding Bridges. Like, I wouldn't put their top six is not better than the Celtics' top six.
I don't think anybody can top them.
No, but they're one of the few teams that they can throw six guys out there that at least like can belong on the same court with the Celtics in a 1 through 6 rotation.
I totally agree. I think the Knicks are going to be that team because they are a team. Look, you laugh about the Villanova Knicks, but hey, those are guys that have at least 3 additional years of knowing what they want to do on the court. They've all adjusted to the pro game well and know their roles.
Thibodeau's legit.
Well, look, even DiVincenzo was part of that championship team with Golden State, so he knows what it's like to win a title, even though he wasn't a big part of it. He was still a part of it that, you know, made some waves in different plays. So you have those different pieces. Again, I just wonder if the fluidity of what they have as a team fits what Julius Randle does, right? You feel like Julius Randle cannot keep up speed-wise with Tatum, but can probably put a body in the paint. look, they may be the ones that say, what if they go and go get someone like a Kevin Durant? You know, just like, we're going to rent him for 2 years and then get him off the books and then get free and clear, but still have our core here. Kind of like what we're discussing, what's going on here. Like, what do the Celtics look like in 2 years? Maybe you say, okay, we make a run for maybe a Durant. I don't know, maybe you get in the conversation for Lauri Markkanen or something like that.
Yeah, Markkanen's a guy, too, that he's not, it's not like Durant being traded last year to Phoenix, right. But he is probably that best guy available. He's an all-star level player. Like, again, is that the guy that Cleveland looks at and says, oh, that's the guy we'll go, like, or just, that's to me is, he might be the most movable star available, at least right now.
Yeah. KJ and Lyons in for Gresham Fourier here on WEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937, plus we're on Twitch, WEEI Boston. Coming next, we'll talk to Noah Dalzell from SB Nation, but right now it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox completed the sweep of the Miami Marlins in Miami yesterday in a 12-inning marathon game. 6-5 your final there. Nick Pivetta got the start for the Sox. He took a no-hitter into the seventh inning until Jesus Sanchez ended that bid with a triple. Final line for Pivetta. 7 shutout innings, just the one hit allowed. He struck out 10. Tyler O'Neill, a hero in extras. He delivered the final blow to the Marlins with an RBI double in the 12th. They're heading up to the Bronx for a 3-game series with the struggling Yankees, kicking off tonight when Tanner Houck takes the mound opposite Nestor Cortez for the Yankees. Our coverage of that game kicks off at 6:05 p.m. with Joe Weil on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone will have all the play-by-play action on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. First pitch set for 7:05. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Over in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors acquired guard Buddy Hield from the 76ers in a sign-and-trade deal. The 76ers are receiving a future second-round pick in the deal. Trending now, brought to you by The 99. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit The 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous Colossal or Hot Butter Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free 3-course meal upgrade this weekend only. You gotta love the nines. My name is Zach Coe. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ and Lyons coming up after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
This is good old cookout music here for everybody, John. It's KJ and Lyons, WEEI. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. I hope you're enjoying your fourth holiday festivities, ice cream, cookouts. I try not to overindulge. Is there food during holidays or cookouts that you find yourself, man, I just took in too much of that?
Oh, there's more than one, KJ.
Oh, my gosh.
Chicken wings, cookies. I'll eat a bunch of those.
Chicken wings, cookies. I mean, so you're a cookie guy. I've heard you mention cookies a lot.
Yeah.
Is there a specific cookie that you like?
Nice and simple, chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah,
at the cookout, I'll have. You know, you're supposed to take one. I'll take three. You know.
So you're one of those guys, huh?
Yes.
You don't think?
No. I think of other people.
No socialism in your body, huh?
I take one, and then I go back up, and I take two more. So I do give everyone a chance.
If you missed any of the conversation, the Odyssey app is free. Type in WEEI and KJ in lines. You can play it by chapter. Let's go to Will in the car. Will, thanks so much for calling WEEI. Good fourth weekend to you.
Thanks. Thanks. You too, guys. Good job today. Filling my time while I'm driving. So I don't want to be negative about the Patriots, but let me ask this. Do we want 7 wins? Where does that get the program? I'm in the camp that I'd like to be in the top 3 of the draft again. And I know everyone looks at the Houston Texans and says, oh, this happened overnight. No, it didn't. The Houston Texans happened, one, because of Deshaun Watson and the haul they got from Cleveland. But it also happened because they were so bad for so long. So those anchors are in their defense and offensive lines. And they're ready for prime time, if you will. So a 7-9, which I don't think is that's really optimistic, but it just feels like that would be a terrible place. And I'm open for you guys to talk me out of that.
Thanks for the call, Will. Be safe.
I think 7 wins, because if you go from 4 to 7, that's progress. And I think here's the thing. I get people that want to be in the top 5 of the draft. If you win 7 games, you're going to be in the 9th or 10th pick. You can get a great left tackle with the 9th or 10th pick, right? It's not like quarterback where, you know, it's those first couple guys and then maybe there's a drop-off. You can get a great receiver with the 10th pick. You can get a great left tackle. And you also don't want the stench of losing to get ingrained in your program, right? And we're not used to this here. The Patriots were dominant for 20 years, but now they've had back-to-back losing seasons, including a 4-win year. If you have another 3 or 4-win year, then all of a sudden, those memories of you being good, really distant, right? You want to see progress. So then, hey, maybe it's 7 wins in 2024. Then maybe it's 9 or 10 wins in 2025. And then you're kind of on the path to being a really good team. But I think, look, you could still get a great player at 10th in the draft, and you don't want to get that loser DNA, that loser mentality entrenched in your program, especially rookie head coach and new quarterback too.
Look, out of football, baseball, and basketball, football is the one sport that you can't take your foot off the gas or else you'll end up on your ass. See, in baseball, you can call up guys from AAA and let them get some runs in there and see what they look like and say, yeah, the season's over. In the NBA, okay, we're going to rest them and kind of shut them down for the rest of the season to see what the bench can do. NFL, go out there and not pay attention after that, break a leg or something like that. So you play to win the game. I hate to go to it, but you play to win the game, and if they win 7 games, then that's something for Gerard Mayo to hang his hat on. And like you said, John, if you're around 9-10 in the draft, you're probably going to be able to look at one or two, or one of the top 3 receivers. maybe one of the top two linemen that's going to be available. You can even probably do a favorable deal for someone who may be desperate to move up, where then you can say, hey, you might be able to get mid-round value and top of second-round value for a receiver or for an offensive lineman where you don't have to overspend. So it puts you in a more advantageous position, as you mentioned, as long as you don't need a quarterback.
But even like this, just an example, this year, Roma Dunze went 9th overall, great receiver. Olu Fashanu, great left tackle, went 11th. Like, so you can get a great guy at those positions. And that's just two examples. But that's, you can get a great player there too. And Gerard Mayo himself was 10th overall.
There you go. And actually probably the essence of what you want to get around that 10th pick. Yeah. Someone who is influential, someone that you don't have to pay an over, you're not paying a quarterback number, you're not paying a receiver number.
He won Rookie of the Year in 2008.
There you go. And he'd probably tell you the money's different too now.
Yeah,
so
a little bit. Yeah.
He looks
probably
a little
makes
bit different.
More as a head coach than he did back then.
Yeah. So I wonder if he's choosing ice cream, Italian ice, or the ice cream sandwich. If the ice cream truck rolls up.
Maybe we can have the Greg Hill Show ask him next month when he's back on.
617-779-7937. Text line 37937 KJ and Lines.
And right now we are joined on the expert hotline by Noah Dalzell. Noah covers the NBA and covers the Celtics for Celtics blog of SB Nation and is all over Twitter at Noah Dalzell NBA. Noah, welcome into the program. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you on. I want to start off, Noah, with probably the biggest question of the summer. The Celtics are up for sale. Why do you think they're up for sale, and what do you think is going to happen with this sale?
Well, first of all, I'm bummed that that's the biggest question of the summer, because I feel like we should have a summer of just celebrating the championship and all the extensions. But you're right that this is looming now. And, you know, I've heard a couple of different rumors. I think Adam Himmelsbach of The Globe is probably the best source for inside information on what could potentially be going on. But I've heard of just the estate planning, and it's just the Grosick family. And the hope internally is that Steve Pagliuca will be able to take over, you know, ownership. And, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on the finances and who has what. But I certainly know around the organization, the hope is that this won't be a complete transfer to a completely different ownership group, because obviously this one has been great for the Celtics, and coming off of, you know, this championship year and all these extensions, the last thing that anybody wants to see is a complete transfer of ownership. So hopefully Steve Pagliuca can kind of be the main guy moving forward. I'm honestly not sure, like, financially if that's possible, but I know that's been the kind of the common sentiment around people.
Noah, I guess what we're trying to figure out is, how do these guys come up with paying out $500 million in salary in the coming years without either Tatum, which I don't think, or Brown potentially being the odd guy out just because of finances? If you look what's happened in Golden State, if you said 7 years ago they're going to break up the Splash Brothers, you'd say there's no way. Now, injuries and so forth made it easier to move Clay. But is that the concern, that these guys may not want to carry the heavy if they've got to move off of one of the superstars?
I don't think so, honestly. I haven't heard that being kind of the reason behind this. I also don't think that's why Golden State's dynasty is breaking up. It's because of money, ultimately, because with Clay Thompson took a 3-year, $45 million contract, and Golden State could have paid that, right? So, you know, we're talking about guys that are still very much in their prime and will be at the prime in their prime at the end of their contracts. I think the question is, what happens in 2028, 2029, when all those contracts are expiring? Then we might be talking about something different. But I don't think there's any reason to think that a 29-year-old Jaylen Brown is going to be too expensive for the Celtics to keep if they keep winning. Obviously, right now, it was really easy this summer to extend and re-sign everybody because they just won the championship, right? Now you're 3 years removed for that, and next thing you know, you're the Milwaukee Bucks sending away Jrue Holiday, who helped you win, right? So everything changes really quickly in the NBA, but I think at this point, it's premature to have those conversations or those concerns.
So the biggest story, Noah, of earlier this week we talked about was the Celtics being for sale, but they also had two massive contract agreements on the same day with Derek White and Jason Tatum. I want to start with Jason Tatum. His Supermax came together a lot faster than Jaylen Brown's did last summer. Is there any reason you think that is? Is there anything different about Jason Tatum's Supermax compared to Jaylen Brown's? Is it because of just the Olympics are coming up, or is just there's something else at play here with Tatum that his was able to get done much faster than Brown's last year?
Well, first of all, I think there was zero doubt about Tatum. It was not a very suspenseful thing. There were questions this summer, I thought, with whether Derek White was going to get extended, but Jason Tatum was a three-time first-team All-NBA player. You know, even last summer, he was coming off of two first-team All-NBA seasons, and now you're talking about they just won the championship. So I can't really think of what the doubt would have been to extend him for the full amount. With Jaylen Brown, you're talking about extending him right after the Celtics lost Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals to Miami. There are a lot of questions about who's coming back. Do we have to keep this team together? Do we blow this team up? Obviously, Jaylen Brown was one of the guys they decided to invest in, and Marcus Smart is the one that got traded. But I think that there were conversations on both sides last summer. And in particular, you know, with the Celtics ownership, I think they always wanted to keep him around. But it's not as straightforward as I think you're coming off a championship year and you're, you know, one of your best players is obviously going to be extended. And so that's, you know, I think if this summer we're talking about Jaylen Brown getting extended after a finals MVP and a championship and everything that he did this year, maybe there's not any, you know, happens a lot faster. Another thing is I think that there was points last year where, you know, I don't know if Jaylen Brown was always invested in staying in Boston long-term. Obviously there was the trade rumors, there was the Kevin Durant saga, all that. So there was things for them to work through on both sides. And with Jason Tatum, it's just been a much more simple relationship.
Noah, thanks so much for being here with KJ and Lyons here on your Friday. What's really interesting is that the Celtics have done what usually doesn't happen with championship teams. One or two guys peel off, they get bigger money elsewhere, you end up keeping Hauser, you sign Derek White to the extension, you really have the entire band back. Is there a vet minimum position, I won't say player because it's probably too specific, but is there a position you still feel like the Celtics need to address to continue, you know, for their real run at 19?
No, I don't think so, because they have everybody back they had last year, and that was with Porzingis missing most of the playoffs, right? So I would tell you, like, I think they have to make sure that they're ready to go if Porzingis is not available. But they've already lived through that with this group, right? And so if anything, I think guys like Xavier Tillman, Nemias Keita, they're only going to get better and they're only going to become more reliable for the Celtics team. I think Keita was not in the rotation. I think Xavier Tillman came midseason. We already know it's really hard to come midseason and kind of be thrown into the mix. We saw that with Derek White in 2022. So to me, you have all of the pieces. You know, as you said, it's so unique to be able to re-sign and extend everybody and bring everybody back. I mean, the only two guys from last year's team that are not under contract for next year are Svi Mihailuk and O'Shea Brissett, and it's possible that O'Shea takes that last roster spot, right? So I think the front court in general is where I see the biggest weakness on this roster, just because Porzingis is obviously very injury prone. I'm not sure exactly how he's going to look when he comes back from this kind of rare foot injury. And then Al Horford's going to be 39 next June, right? So you have to look at the front court as a potential liability. But hey, I believe in Al Horford's ability to continue contributing at a high level until I see something different. And, you know, again, we saw in this playoff run have a really, really strong playoff run. So I'm going to put the age away and just see what I'm, you know, just go off of what we see. And what we see is a guy who's continuing to play at a high level and stays available all year.
Yeah, Horford was huge, even at that 7-3 game against Indiana for them as well. We're talking with Noah Dalzell of SB Nation Celtics blog. You can find her on Twitter, Noah Dalzell NBA. No, you mentioned the Porzingis injury. You mentioned Xavier Tillman. I'm curious about Luke Kornet, because the first few months of the year with an older Al Horford and Porzingis out, do you feel that Kornet is going to be the guy that gets a lot of those minutes? Is it going to be Tillman? Are they going to mix it up depending on matchup? How do you think they're going to approach those first 3 months of the season without Porzingis and trying to, you know, limit Horford's minutes as well?
Yeah, I think it'll be kind of what we saw at points this year, where it depends on the matchup and it depends on kind of what they're going for at that stretch. So I do think it'll be a little bit of both. Xavier Tillman, 2-year contract for him. I think it's a little bit of an investment in the future. And I'm sure that part of the conversations around him re-signing were around kind of increased opportunities and increased minutes for him, because he really wasn't in the rotation for most of the regular season after being traded. And he was dealing with some knee stuff as well that I think maybe got a little bit under discussed, but that was potentially a factor for why he was more limited. But yeah, I think we'll see both of those guys. And, you know, it really does depend on the matchup. Like, some nights Luke Kornet looks like the ideal backup center. And then other nights he looks more on the unplayable side, or like this matchup, he's a liability, right? So Joe Mazzulla knows him really well. Luke Kornet understands the Celtics system really well. He's the ultimate team guy. He can not play for 3 months and you would never notice based off his body language and what he's contributing on the bench and everything. So I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth. My hope, I think Xavier Tillman's ceiling is pretty high on the Celtics team. So my hope is that we do see him more and that He's able to hit open threes. I watch him warm up before every game. He has a really nice looking shot. I do think that down the road he can be a reliable knockdown shooter. So I'd love to see him have more of a role next year, but I don't think it's going to be that Luke Hornet kind of fades into the background. He had his best season as a Celtic this last year, and I think we'll see kind of a combination of the two of them. And especially early on, like, they might both get substantial minutes because they're going to want to take it easy on Al Horford, thinking with the long game, and then Porzingis is going to be out for the first 2 months. So I think we might end up seeing a whole lot of both of them.
All right, Noah, before you go, and thank you so much. This is a fascinating 10 minutes. Ice Cream Chuck pulls up, and he only has three choices: Italian ice cream sandwich, or your standard sugar cone with the built-in ice cream with it. Which one are you taking?
I hate to do this to you, but I'm vegan, so I'm passing.
You think you can take the Italian ice, right? You can take the Italian ice?
Oh, can I? I don't even know what Italian ice is. I'll take Italian ice next.
This is ice and flavor.
Before we let Noah go, I do want to ask a real question, not a vegan ice cream question. No, we have seen a lot of teams in the East upgrade. Paul George goes to the Sixers. Bridges goes to the Knicks. Any of those teams stand out to you that you really think could challenge the Celtics in the East next season and into the playoffs next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's saying that other teams in the Eastern Conference can't challenge the Celtics is maybe has a little bit of recency blinders on. But the 76ers and the Knicks are the two obvious teams, but I also think maybe a second year of Giannis and Dame, they look a little bit better than they looked in year one. So they're on my radar as well. But if you look at that New York Knicks team, like that top six, they're really solid. That's a pretty ideal lineup. And Jalen Brunson, I think, is burgeoning on an MVP type year based off what we saw this postseason. So I have the Knicks at the top of the list as far as, you know, toughest matchups. And I thought they looked really competitive even when they were missing half their team. So I can't even imagine what a healthy Knicks team looks like. But yeah, I think those two teams that you mentioned, and then the Bucks are the other one that are on my radar. And I will say the Pacers, I have to mention them because I feel like everybody forgot about the Pacers, and they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I do think that they pose the most difficult matchup for the Celtics throughout this playoff run. So I have to name them as well out of respect.
All right. She is Noah Dalzell covering the Celtics for SB Nation. You can find her on Twitter at Noah Dalzell NBA. Noah, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us, and great stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You too. You know, John, we have an amazing ability here on this show. We can do interviews and then do them again using the same exact words, same exact tone, same exact verbiage, and get the same exact answers. We'll do this trick sometime again on the show, but it's a fascinating talent that most cannot have.
Yes, I thought our talent was just to have entertaining radio, but yeah, that one's good too. Appreciate Noah joining us. That was good stuff.
Look, it was such a really good interview that we had to play it for those. And look, if you've been listening for 4 hours, send an email to our boss. But nobody's listening for four straight hours, so we wanted to share for those who missed the interview with Noah earlier to replay it now before we get out of here. So I still can't get you off of just the basic ice cream cone, can I?
Well,
I can't
when
get you
say
the Italian
ice cream sandwich. Can I get that like Chipwich thing with the cookies?
That's kind of expensive.
So because that's expensive. That would be my
Zach,
actual
is that
first
not expensive?
That's pretty expensive, but since we're bringing other things into the mix, I would get one of those like SpongeBob popsicle things with the gumball eyes. Those are solid.
Also, you know, when I was a kid, they used to have the Bigfoot, which was like the big foot, and they would put the gumball in the big toe, and that was like a premium priced ice cream on there. So I'm trying to keep it to a basic, like, okay, you've got a dollar in your pocket, kid, and I might be kind of sensitive to you. Because you don't have enough money to be at the ice cream truck. That could be scarring right there. But now you want to make it. That is a what? At least a $3 sandwich with the two cookies with the ice cream in the middle, John? Yeah. You going highbrow here a little bit?
Yeah. It's an extra dollar or so, but it's worth it.
Yeah. You know what it is? Because it has a cookie. You and the you know what my nickname for you on the show is going to be? Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Because, John, it seems like if there's a cookie nearby, I can see you kind of going against your good morals your parents put in front of you, like, don't steal, don't take more than you're asked to take, that you're going to sneak an extra cookie, would you not?
I might.
Nope. Now, I haven't touched the third rail emotionally, have I?
No.
Because I don't want to do that. I mean, you're my guy. But, you know, I also have to think, like,
I mean, as you were saying that, I was actually just like looking at the MLB standings for a second, so I wasn't fully listening.
Oh, God, there we go. Let's get it back to sports, KJ, right? Like, no, look, we'll get out of here in a second. It'll be Mego and Travis Thomas today.
What a combo, too. Travis Thomas in the afternoon.
Yeah,
that's
you
my
know,
guy.
It's, It's like when you go to those fast food restaurants, they're like, yeah, you can have the nuggets mixed in the sauce that we use to make the salad. You know, you try these things out, see if you like them.
Travis Thomas in the other room.
Do you mix foods that don't, like, do you dip chicken nuggets, like, in, like, ranch sauce?
No, but what I will do occasionally, because I'm a big barbecue sauce guy, so if I make, like, steak and there's some barbecue sauce, I'll just, like, have my rice and potatoes, dip that in there a little bit.
Okay, so, yeah, so you get, because like it might burn too much if it's on the steak, so you want to still get the full flavor of it, okay?
Right. So I'll do that sometimes.
You dip your cookies in barbecue sauce ever?
No, I don't do that. No, that's a bridge too far.
It's KJ and Lyons. In for Gresham Fourier. We wrap up the show next here on WEEI. Good Friday to you.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Winding down the end of KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out, whether it was for 5 minutes or for 205 minutes, somewhere in there, for the entire time. We just really appreciate you being here. 240-something minutes. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Thank you to Gresham Fourier for allowing us to be in the chair. They'll be back Monday. Remember, Mego and Travis Thomas are coming up at 2. 37937, what text message do you have here for us, Zach?
Alrighty, people were really invigorated by the Celtics new arena talk, but we got some Patriots texts here.
Okay.
4 wins max for the Patriots. This team stinks with a novice head coach.
Okay, yeah, the team stinks, but 7 wins doesn't mean you're suddenly burning down the house. I mean, that's still a bad team.
You do wonder, though, to the texter's point, is there going to be a game they lose this year that maybe with Belichick as head coach they would have won? You know, that... That margin game, that game they win with a great game plan, win on the margin. Like, you go back to 2021 when they won that game in Buffalo on Monday night where they ran the ball 3 times. Like, is there some game where they lose? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there are going to be growing pains with a new head coach, especially a rookie head coach.
Yeah, the other part of that is, though, the person who caused a lot of those losses last year is not here. You have to say there's better mental acumen at the quarterback position. I mean, think about it. Couldn't the Patriots won that
probably
game against Indy?
Probably on the offensive coaching staff,
too. Right, exactly, right. The incompetency is gone. So I would say take the 7 wins as an advancement, not as any statement as they're going to set the league on fire. Nobody's sitting here saying, John, did you say the words playoff run?
No.
And me either. 37937, another text. What you got?
All right. We've got... been listening for the last 6 hours at work.
Whoa.
Great show today.
Thank you, because we were joking about, like, nobody listens for 4 straight hours, and we replayed the great interview with Noah and just some great insight about what's moving forward. So we thank her for being on the show twice and yet only being on the show for real once.
Yeah, that was like when we were on 6 straight hours after the Celtics won, and we played Jaylen Brown twice because... That guy commuting to work at 4 a.m. is a little different than the guy going to bed at 2:30.
Yeah, we're kind of giving you the secret sauce of how it's made behind the closed doors of this industry. But just say that you learned something from KJ and Lyons. It's called folding in half. All right, one more text, and then we'll get to our phone calls at 617-779-7937.
All right, going to the ice cream truck discussion. Apparently, everything at the ice cream truck nowadays is $5+.
Damn! Wow. That's why I must be a really good parent. I have not. So I've got one kid that's clearly an adult and one that's just turned a teenager. I've never taken her to an ice cream truck because I'm like, I will take my behind to the store and we will all eat the same ice cream. There's no going to the ice cream truck. I would, like, they probably take, I haven't been to an ice cream truck.
So the last
and they
time
take cards, I'm sure
I went
now.
To an ice cream truck was 5 years ago, and it's because we were at this day drinking cornhole party tournament thing, and you should have seen all the 28-year-old adults run to the ice cream truck.
It was like 6.
Yes, it was like they were all 6 years old again. So that was the last time I got it, and I will say, not cheap. Not cheap at all.
Now, if you want to hear a boss move, my daughter had like an introductory. We went down to meet her boyfriend's family and they had this big party. One of the people at the party was a guy who owned an ice cream truck where you didn't pay for anything. You could have got like the fried Oreo. I got the multicolored snow cone and then my sugar went through the roof. I was almost like, oh my God, I could start barking in here and they would think there was something wrong with me. So, yeah, so I like the Italian ice. Just because you can get it in multiple flavors. And as you get older, ice cream does things to your sinuses and stuff like that, clogs them up and everything. That's why I can't really knock you about the cookie, John Adams. Okay, damn. See, because I was going to say that was going to be my buzzword, and I was going to be C is for cookie, cookie is for me. And
I told Zach, if he plays that, I'm never working with him.
But you don't have that control. No, you don't do Zach's schedule.
No, I just, you know.
So I was ready to, too, but the news
I know
passed.
Where he lives. I know
and
where
then
he grew
froze
up.
Froze on him.
I know, you know where I go to the gym.
I know where he goes to the gym. I know where he grew up. I know where he lives now.
Okay, so. I'm really concerned about that gym comment. Let's go to Shane on the Cape. Shane, thank you so much for calling WEEI KJ Lines. What you got, my man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call right before the end here. I just wanted to comment on Shaughnessy's report about the Celtics and the ownership group. And, you know, I think the best outcome possible would be if Pagliuca and some of the other owners are able to up the money and continue to go, you know, the way they've been going, instead of risking, you know, it going to a private, a different guy, you know, coming in. You know, you don't want a situation like the guy who just bought the Suns. I don't know his name, but, you know, he's, you know, trying to take over, making crazy moves, and it just hasn't worked out. You know, you just kind of want to keep the ship sailing the same way it's going. And hopefully, you know, that's the way it ends up. And one quick question, you know, before I get off, I was just wondering how many hot dogs you guys ate on July 4th. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. We work backwards here, John. How many did you
eat? So actually, for the first time ever, I had none. And it wasn't intentional.
I had zero.
Yeah.
I had zero. I grabbed food.
I might have to have one tonight just to make up for it.
You know, but I just had like a lasagna a couple of nights ago. I don't like, and I had a little bit of heartburn. Like if hot dogs aren't done the right way, they can go down the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I kind of avoid the hot dog. I'll do the hamburger or cheeseburger. No,
I feel like I'm disappointing Shane on the Cape with that. But for the first July 4th, zero. I think ever I had zero. So I'll have to have some this weekend.
How many cookies did you have yesterday?
I actually had none. Oh, no, I had a couple. After I got home, though. After I got home.
None. I mean, if you have them on the air, I'm not upset.
No,
if you have them at the cookout.
I had none at the cookout. But
okay.
When I got home.
Okay, I'm going to back off of that because I feel like I'm touching a third rail emotionally there, John. I mean, I really,
you know, I did go all of today's show without mentioning you.
Thank you,
Steph Curry. How to
thank
shoot?
Thank you.
I went
thank
the whole
you.
Show. I made a point of it yesterday. I was driving home and I was like, you know what? That's enough of that. In my
yeah, because mind. It's a lie, and I'm not a liar.
No.
You know that's
no,
the
you
thing.
You never said that you taught him. I just said it.
Yeah, but the more you say it, you're like, okay, what is that story about? And the thing cannot be true.
But Shane's comment, I think Pagliuca owning the Celtics would be the best outcome.
I think that's what the fans hope for, but what the money says is what goes.
Yeah.
So that's the other part. If anything, maybe Wick doesn't ask for full price, and that keeps it in there.
And the report today in the Globe said that it's Wick's dad who owns most of the team, whereas Wick himself owns a smaller percentage, maybe less than 5%.
Uh-huh.
So can Pagliuca just buy out Wick, or can he just buy out the dad, maybe?
Can we send cookies to the dad and make a deal?
His dad's 90. I'm still teaching out in Stanford Business School. So
okay, we send the Italian ice then.
Yeah. Maybe. But that would be the best outcome, I think.
And Lions, we're out of here. Have a great fourth weekend. Mago and Travis Thomas next on WEEI. Thanks to Gresham Fourier. See ya!
And Lions on WEEI.
Winding down the end of KJ and Lions here on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out, whether it was for 5 minutes or for 205 minutes, somewhere in there, for the entire time. We just really appreciate you being here. 240-something minutes. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Thank you to Gresham Fourier for allowing us to be in the chair. They'll be back Monday. Remember, Mego and Travis Thomas are coming up at 2. 37937, what text message do you have here for us, Zach?
All righty. People were really invigorated by the Celtics new arena talk, but we got some Patriots texts here.
Okay.
4 wins max for the Patriots. This team stinks with a novice head coach.
Okay, yeah, the team stinks, but 7 wins doesn't mean you're suddenly burning down the house. I mean, that's still a bad team.
You do wonder, though, to the texter's point, is there going to be a game they lose this year that maybe with Belichick as head coach they would have won? You know, that that margin game, that game they win with a great game plan, win on the margin. Like, you go back to 2021 when they won that game in Buffalo on Monday night where they ran the ball three times. Like, do they? Is there some game where they lose? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there are going to be growing pains with a new head coach, especially a rookie head coach.
Yeah, the other part of that is, though, the person who caused a lot of those losses last year is not here. You have to say there's better mental acumen at the quarterback position. I mean, think about it. Couldn't the Patriots won that
probably
game against
Indy? Probably on the offensive coaching staff, too.
Right, exactly, right. The incompetency is gone. So I would say take the 7 wins as an advancement, not as any statement as they're going to set the league on fire. Nobody's sitting here saying, John, did you say the words playoff run?
No.
And me either. 37937, another text. What you got?
All right. We've got been listening for the last 6 hours at work.
Whoa.
Great show today.
Thank you, because we were joking about, like, nobody listens for 4 straight hours, and we replayed the great interview with Noah and just some great insight about what's moving forward. So we thank her for being on the show twice and yet only being on the show for real once.
Yeah, that was like when we were on 6 straight hours after the Celtics won, and
yeah,
we played Jaylen Brown twice because that guy commuting to work at 4 a.m. is a little different than the guy going to bed at 2:30.
Yeah, we're kind of giving you the secret sauce of how it's made behind the closed doors of this industry, but just say that you learned something from KJ and Lyons. It's called folding in half. All right, one more text, and then we'll get to our phone calls at 617-779-7937.
All right, going to the ice cream truck discussion. Apparently, everything at the ice cream truck nowadays is $5+.
Damn! Wow. That's why I must be a really good parent. I've got one kid that's clearly an adult and one that's just turned a teenager. The one that's I've never taken her to an ice cream truck because I'm like, I will take my behind to the store and we will all eat the same ice cream. There's no going to the ice cream truck. I haven't been to an ice cream truck.
So the last
and they
time
take cards, I'm sure
I went
now.
To an ice cream truck was 5 years ago, and it's because we were at this day drinking cornhole party tournament thing. And you should have seen all the 28-year-old adults run to the ice cream truck.
It like was you're like all 6.
Yes, it was like they were all 6 years old again. So that was the last time I got it. And I will say, not cheap. Not cheap at all.
Now, if you want to hear a boss move, my daughter had like an introductory. We went down to meet her boyfriend's family and had this big party. One of the people at the party was a guy who owned an ice cream truck where you didn't pay for anything. You could have got like the fried Oreo. I got the multicolored snow cone, and then my sugar went through the roof. I was almost like, oh my God, I could start barking in here and they would think there was something wrong with me. So, yeah, so I like the Italian ice just because you can get it in multiple flavors. And as you get older, ice cream does things to your sinuses and stuff like that, clogs them up and everything. That's why I can't really knock you about the cookie, John Adams. Okay, damn. See, because I was going to say that was going to be my buzzword. And I was going to be C is for cookie. Cookie is for me. And
I told
John,
Zach, if he plays that, I'm never working with him.
But you don't have that control. Yeah. You don't do Zach's schedule.
No, I just, you know.
So I was ready to, but the news
I know
passed.
Where he lives. I know
and then
where
it
he grew
froze
up.
On him.
I know, you know where I go to the gym.
I know where he goes to the gym. I know where he grew up. I know where he lives now.
Okay, so. I'm really concerned about that gym comment. Let's go to Shane on the Cape. Shane, thank you so much for calling WEEI KJ Lyons. What you got, my man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call right before the end here. I just wanted to comment on Shaughnessy's report about the Celtics and the ownership group. And, you know, I think the best outcome possible would be if Pagliuca and some of the other owners are able to up the money and continue to go, you know, the way they've been going instead of risking, you know, it going to a private, a different guy, you know, coming in. You know, you don't want a situation like the guy who just bought the Suns. I don't know his name, but, you know, he's, you know, trying to take over, making crazy moves, and it just hasn't worked out. You know, you just kind of want to keep the ship sailing the same way it's going. And hopefully, you know, that's the way it ends up. And one quick question, you know, before I get off, I was just wondering how many hot dogs you guys ate on July 4th. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. We work backwards here, John. How many did you eat?
So actually, for the first time ever, I had none. And it wasn't intentional.
I had zero.
Yeah.
I had zero. I grabbed food.
I might have to have one tonight just to make up for it.
You know, but I just had like a lasagna a couple of nights ago. I don't like, and I had a little bit of heartburn. Like if hot dogs aren't done the right way, they can go down the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I kind of avoid the hot dog. I'll do the hamburger or cheeseburger. No,
I feel like I'm disappointing Shane on the Cape with that. But for the first July 4th, I had zero. So no, I'll have to have some this weekend.
How many cookies did you have yesterday?
I actually had none. Oh, no, I had a couple. After I got home.
None. I mean, if you have them on the air, I'm not upset. No, if you have them at the cookout.
I had none at the cookout, but
okay.
When I got home.
Okay, I'm going to back off of that because I feel like I'm touching a third rail emotionally there, John. I mean, I really.
You know, I did go all of today's show without mentioning you.
Thank you,
Steph Curry, how to
thank
shoot.
Thank you.
I went
thank
the whole
you.
Show. I made a point of it yesterday. I was driving home and I was like, you know what? That's enough of that. In my
yeah, because
mind.
It's a lie, and I'm not a liar.
No.
You know that's
no,
the thing.
You never said that you taught him. I just said it.
Yeah, but the more you say it, you're like, okay, what is that story about? And that thing cannot be true.
Shane's comment, I think Paliuka owning the Celtics would be the best outcome.
I think that's what the fans hope for, but what the money says is what goes.
Yeah.
So that's the other part. If anything, maybe Wick doesn't ask for full price, and that keeps it in there.
And the report today in the Globe said that it's Wick's dad who owns most of the team, whereas Wick himself owns a smaller percentage, maybe less than 5%.
Uh-huh.
So can Paliuka just buy out Wick, or can he just buy out the dad maybe?
Can we send cookies to the dad and make a deal?
His dad's 90. I'm still teaching out in Stanford Business School. So
okay, we send the Italian ice then.
Yeah. Maybe. But that would be the best outcome, I think.
And Lions, we're out of here. Have a great fourth weekend. Mago and Travis Thomas next on WEEI. Thanks to Gresham Fourier. See ya!
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.